Hello friends, this is Kellen. I am 8 years old and am currently in third grade. This is a true story that happened to me recently. Now let's get on with the story. This story is called The Bird Incident. Chapter 1. It all started on a Saturday afternoon. I was at home and was really bored because my mom and dad were outside doing boring yard work things. I didn't want to go outside to do yard work. I wanted to play. But I didn't exactly know what I wanted to play. I decided to wander upstairs to see if there was anything fun to do. As I headed up the stairs, I walked through our entryway and noticed that the front door was open, so I closed it. Suddenly, a flurry of brown and white streaked past my face. I saw that one of our cats, Marshawn, was chasing it into the dining room, which was a straight shot past the front door. Whatever it was, it smashed into the window and fell to the floor. Is that a giant bug, I thought? No, it can't be a bug. Is it a bird? I better go check. I ran over to see what happened. I looked on the floor, and what I saw blew my mind. It was a small bird about the size of an Easter egg that had fallen into Marshawn's food bowl. How funny that a bird landed in my cat's food bowl, I thought. Stay right there, I said to the bird. Chapter 2. I ran outside to call for my mom and dad. There's a bird in the house, I yelled. Then I raced back inside and stuck my hand into Marshawn's dish and carefully picked up the bird. I ran back outside onto the deck and yelled, "Guys, come see this!" My parents ran up the stairs and bent down to look at the bird cupped in my hands. I was just thinking about this type of thing happening yesterday, and how there are so many stories about people who have saved animals who have flown into their house or gotten hurt, I said. Its feathers felt very soft in my hands. As we looked at the bird, it slowly opened and closed its tiny beak, but no sound came out. We could see that it was still breathing, but otherwise it was unmoving, so I was worried it might be hurt. But my dad said, "It's probably just stunned. What should we do with it?" I asked. I was feeling worried and excited at the same time because I've always wanted this kind of thing to happen to me, but I was worried the bird might die. Chapter 3. My parents said that we should probably try to find a protected space in the yard to put it down and see if it could recover. "But what if the cats get it?" I asked. We looked around and spied our unused black yard compost bin in the corner of the yard next to our two big western cedar trees. My parents decided it would be a good spot, so me and my mom walked over to the bin and to try to set the bird inside. It took a while for it to hop out of my hands. So while we were waiting to see if it would start moving on its own, my mom took some pictures and a video of me holding it. Several minutes later, it finally hopped onto the soft pine needles that had gathered in the bottom of the bin. I felt something cold and wet on my hands, so I looked down. It looked like the bird had pooped on me. "Oh my gosh," I said. Nevertheless, we were so relieved the bird was moving again. The bird didn't start flying right away, and my mom was worried it might be too hurt to fly again. We stayed with it to see what would happen, and then suddenly it took flight, but flew straight into the siding of our neighbor's house that was only 5 feet away. It fell crashing to the ground, crashing down to the soft earth. My mom ran around the fence as fast as she could, but our other cat, Chloe, who's a master bird hunter, had apparently been hiding out and watching all that was happening, raced out of the shadows to pounce on the bird. Chapter 4. "Oh no," I yelled. When my mom finally got Chloe off the bird hopped under the neighbor's porch. My mom thought it might be safe under there, but as soon as she let go of Chloe, she streaked under the house after it. My mom was convinced that the bird was a goner. "Is it going to die?" I asked. "Oh, honey, I'm so sorry, but in this situation, it probably is," my mom said. I felt so sad, I started crying. All this hard work to save the bird, and it's still going to die? I thought. When Chloe finally came out from under the neighbor's porch, she had the still alive bird in her jaws. My mom yelled at Chloe and tried to get her to drop the bird. When all the commotion was happening, the bird quietly and stealthily slipped out of Chloe's jaws and flew toward our deck. But then it smashed into the side of our house and crashed to the ground yet again. When Chloe saw the bird, she escaped my mom's grasp and raced after the bird to pounce on it once again. When we finally tore her off of it, I picked up the bird and ran full speed to the top of the deck. "The bird's alive!" I cried. The bird didn't move in my hands, but it was still breathing, with no blood showing from the attack. We thought it was still likely hurt, though, so we got a container with a soft towel inside to keep an eye on it to see if it might recover after a few days. Chapter 5. "Will we be able to bring it to the vet?" I asked. "No," said my mom. "And even if we could, you would have to go to a special bird vet. And I don't know if they can help wild birds that aren't pets." We tried to get it to hop into the enclosure, and after a few minutes it did. I was so happy. The bird hopped around a little bit, and then all of a sudden it jumped up and flew gracefully away into a nearby tree. "I hope it's safe," I said. "Me too, but I sure hope Chloe didn't get a claw into it," my mom said with a concerned voice. Then when she said that, I imagined Chloe sticking her claw into one of the bird's sides. Luckily, I didn't think that had happened. We stayed outside for a little while, looking around at the tree to see if we could spy the bird one more time. We didn't see it again, so we retreated inside, feeling happy that the drama was over and that the bird was safe. "Could we be on the news?" I asked. I had read books about some people who went on the news because they'd saved an animal or something had happened to them like that. "No, the news stations tend to go for bigger stories, but this is a special one for us," said my mom. "Oh, man," I said, feeling disappointed. "I've always thought it'd be so cool to be on the news someday." But I was still happy that the bird was safe, and I hoped that it would never happen again. The end. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum!